You don't need me to explain it. It's pretty easy to understand. Don't exalt yourself, be humble. And that pretty much sums up the meaning of today's gospel. Of course, I know some of you just went, oh good, he's done. Not yet. But you don't need me to explain the meaning of today's gospel. It's pretty simple to understand. As a matter of fact, I don't think you need me or anybody like me to explain to you the demands of discipleship to Jesus Christ to which he calls you to. Be humble. Don't exalt yourself. Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. Love your neighbor. Forgive your enemy. And that pretty much sums it up. Understanding what Christ called you to do to be his disciple is not difficult. What is difficult is doing it. Obviously, if everyone lived the discipleship to Christ, we would have heaven right here on earth. But not everybody does it. Very few even make it a part of their regular life, because it is so difficult to do. It takes enormous amounts of self-discipline. It takes an iron will. It takes massive self-motivation and incentive. The question is not what are you supposed to do. The question is, from where do you get the strength to do it, so that it becomes part of your everyday life? As you all know, St. Paul was a vicious, brutal persecutor of Christianity. I didn't say prosecutor, he was a persecutor. His goal was to annihilate Christians, because he saw Christianity, something that he did not want to have take traction in the world. Because he saw Christianity as undermining and a threat to his beloved Judaism. And one day, he encountered the Christ. And you know the story. He was on his horse on the road to Damascus. Christ knocked him off his horse, and he encountered the Christ. From that day forward, Paul's life changed forever. He became not only a persecutor of the Christians, not only did that leave his life, he became a giant of discipleship to Christ. Maybe the giant in all the 2,000-year history of Christianity. The strength came from encountering the Christ. You can encounter the Christ. Chances are, however, it'll not happen while you're riding a horse to the road to Damascus anytime soon. And even if you did, chances are Christ would not knock you off the horse and talk to you. We Catholics believe that you can encounter the Christ in two places. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We believe you can encounter the Christ at the Liturgy of the Mass, during the Liturgy of the Word. And of course, liturgy is a fancy church word that means public ceremonial worship. You can encounter the Christ during the Liturgy of the Word, but you have to listen. I didn't say you have to hear the Word. You have to listen to it. Pay attention. Focus on it. Let me give you an example. Every word spoken during the Mass, during the public ceremonial worship, consists of the liturgy of the Word. In that Word is Christ. And Christ has, for you, every time you come to Mass, an individual, specific, personal message. But you have to listen to hear it. Now, don't misunderstand me. I did not just say you will hear the audible voice of God. That's not what I mean. But you might have an idea. You might get a hunch. Maybe you feel an inspiration. Christ has a message for you. It's like getting a memo from God. From God to you. Subject, whatever's on your mind. But you have to listen. Let me give you an example. The first words that you hear at the liturgy of the word at Mass come out of your own mouth. You walk in the door, you dip your hand in the holy water, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That's, of course, the sign of the cross. But most people misunderstand that. That doesn't mean this is the sign of the cross, although it is. It means the sign of the cross is Jesus' crucifixion. It means, the sign of the cross means you are loved by God. But here's what normally happens. Dip the water, name of the Father. Oh, hi, Susie, how are you? Hello, Joe, how you doing? And then you go take your seat. Now, there's nothing wrong with greeting your friend Joe or Susie. But don't allow yourself to be distracted from the power of the sign of the cross. Focus, concentrate, make the effort. And I know it's difficult because one of the bad things about Mass is the same way every week. All right, so now you sit down. Father opens with a couple of words. You hear some prayers. Scripture is read. Yes, you hear the homily. And you're sitting there thinking, no, there's Susie. Oh, gosh, almighty, she got a pink dress. That's really pretty. I wonder if I get enough money in my wallet for breakfast. In other words, you're hearing the words, but you're not focused. You're not listening. Christ is in the word. Christ and you will have an encounter if you make the effort. Focus, concentrate. Every word spoken in the liturgy of the word contains a message to you from Christ, but you must listen, make that effort. We also believe that you will encounter the Christ. Maybe I should say you can encounter the Christ during the liturgy of Holy Eucharist. Christ said, "Take this bread and eat it. This is my body. Take this cup and drink from it. This is my blood." Now, there are those in the world who will try to lead you to believe that Christ did not mean that literally. He only meant it symbolically. You know, Christ was a great preacher. I personally admire preachers. And he was a wonderful preacher. I just can imagine him standing on that hillside. The wind is blowing his robes. The crowds are growing. This is before the development of public address systems. Probably half the crowd could not even understand the words he was saying, but they wanted to be in his presence. They knew the others would tell him what he was saying. The crowds were growing and growing and growing. His ministry was growing. And then one day, Christ said something bizarre. He said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life everlasting." And then what happened? The crowds began to leave him in droves. Now, if he meant that symbolically, doesn't it make sense, doesn't it follow, that when they began to leave him, he would have said to his apostles, no, go get the people, explain to them. I didn't mean it literally, I just meant it symbolically. But that's not what he said. All he said was, "And what about you? Will you leave me too?" And of course, the disciples' response through Peter, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Now, to us, that seems pretty simple. But the apostles, they didn't have a clue what he meant. Eat my flesh, drink my blood. They had not yet experienced his crucifixion. Probably didn't even know at that time that it was coming. They certainly had not discovered or experienced his resurrection, nor do they have a 2,000-year church history to look back on as we do. They didn't have a clue as to what he meant when he said what he said, and it was bizarre. But they did know this. Jesus Christ said what he meant and meant what he said. You can encounter the Christ during the liturgy of Holy Eucharist. But once again, you got to focus. You got to concentrate. As opposed to, I do like Susie's dress. It's kind of, thank you, Father. I wonder if I got enough money in my... Oh, thank you. You're going through the motions, but you will not encounter the Christ unless you focus, concentrate. Remember, Christ is in the liturgy of the Eucharist for you. He's there for you, but you got to make the effort. And then finally, I would think of this. Why bother to make the effort? What's the big deal? When you encounter the Christ, from that, for you, will come the strength to make discipleship to Christ, to which he calls you to, a living, real part of your life. And from that discipleship will come from you life eternal with Christ forever. Christ who loves you. It's worth the effort.